So here's the
normal mode solution to the wave equation that I claimed I had. I put it into the wave equation. I showed it was a solution, and it gave me a familiar dispersion relationship. It told me that the frequency and the wavelength are related in the way that I expect for light waves. So now I've just got a wave propagating in the x direction. So you can see by I just have the ky and kz terms are zero, so I've got something propagating in the x direction, and the while it's propagating in the x direction, the vector potential is pointing in the z direction. And I take this and I look what electric and magnetic fields are associated with a vector potential that looks like this. And the formula for the electric field in terms of the vector potential was minus the derivative of the vector potential with respect to time. So I differentiate cosine and get minus sine, and omega comes out front. And the formula for the magnetic field is the curl of A. So then I take the curl, and the curl gives me only a component in the z direction, in the y direction now, because A is in the has only got a component in the z direction. So when I take the curl, I get the kx times something in the y direction. And if you plot these two, here's the x direction. This is the direction that the electromagnetic waves are going. In blue, I've plotted E in the z direction. And in red, I've plotted y, the magnetic field, in the y direction. And so what you see is an electromagnetic wave. The peak in the magnetic field is in the same position as the peak in the electric field, and there are nodes. And this, what I've drawn here is a snapshot, a picture of what this electromagnetic wave looks like. So normally it's moving by fast with a speed of light. And if you were to stop at just look at a particular point. So you look at this point here, and you count every time a peak comes by. That's the frequency of the electromagnetic wave. And the wavelength is obviously here. And then the frequency times the wavelength will give the speed of light. So that's saying that if I'm standing here and I'm determining the frequency by just counting every time a peak comes by, the time I have to wait for the next peak to get here is the speed of light times the time. Is the wavelength divided by the speed of light divided by the wavelength? No, it's going to be the wavelength divided by the speed of light will give me the time I have to wait for it to come. Okay, so the normal mode solution that I found to the wave equation gives us an electromagnetic wave of the form that we expected. It's moving at the speed of light. Both the electric field and the magnetic field are oscillating. So this is the kind of solution that we were looking for.